one thing probably in challenge of football, obviously you like to get a home draw, naturally enough. Every team wants to get a home draw. And, you know, it pairs up against Fermanagh, who had a very good run in the Championship this year, and we overcame them in the Ulster final. And we know in the past, going into Brewster Park in Championship football is never an easy place to go. So, listen, we know that people are saying Tyrone are in that half of the draw, and yeah, quite rightly, they are in that half of the draw. But we have a match to get ready for against Fermanagh. It seems a long way away at this stage, and there'll be a lot of football to be played and a lot of training sessions and a lot of things to get done before then. But, you know, that date in May, whenever it's on, will be our main focus, and the Fermanagh challenge that brings.
Is the defence of the Ulster title your number one priority at this stage, Declan?
Listen, yeah, the Ulster title is always a priority, and you know, no matter what. And it'll be brilliant to go back-to-back. It's going to be very, very difficult. You know, Ulster is still the most competitive of all the provincial championships. There's none quite like Ulster, and it's going to be difficult. But that's going to be one of our targets, naturally, is to retain that Ulster title.
Yeah, and you mentioned about Brewster Park. It's going to be the venue, and going there is always difficult. Now, you won the game easy in the end and the Ulster final at a neutral venue in Clonus, but you could expect a different sort of tie when you head as far as Enniskillen in the summer months.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We know we've had teams in the past going into Brewster Park and always found it a difficult place to get a result, and it'll be no different this time round. And it gives us a real clear focus, Oisín, going into that championship match, that we will need to be at our best to get out of Brewster Park. And as I say, you know, preparations will start in earnest very shortly.
Does it make it any easier that you avoided the preliminary round?
Listen, not really. I mean, the preliminary, you know, it probably suited us last year or this season in 2018. The fact that we got a home match and we got it against Cavan, and it kind of set us up for the season. And the games are coming ticking fast. You have games every second week. So, yeah, it really stood by us. And Tyrone, they have their preliminary this year, and it's a home match also. So, you know, I'm sure they're quite happy with that.
Well, Declan, where's things sitting now at the moment? Obviously, we're in the close season for inter-county football, but your work hasn't stopped. You're watching the club championship. You're trying to put plans in place for next year. What's the lay of the land with you at the moment?
Yeah, listen, attending a lot of matches and, you know, looking to see where players are at, and a lot of meetings and different stuff going on. And we'll probably meet now before the end of the month with the group of players that's going to be part of the training squad now over the month, and go into the start of the McKenna Cup. The McKenna Cup starts fairly early. I think it's the last weekend in December. And the first league match is down in Ennis against Clare on the 27th of January. So it doesn't be long coming in. So a lot of work to get done. And we're doing a lot of work behind the scenes at the minute, getting things ready and organised for that. And looking forward to it.
And in your mind, Declan, this is now going into a second term in charge of Donegal, well, a second year of your second term. Is there anything that you're thinking of doing different compared to what you did in the first year, a year that was successful in winning an Ulster title?
Listen, what we've done in 2018 will not be good enough for 2019, Oisín. That's just the reality of it. We'll need to get our percentages and performances, not just from players, but from backroom staff and everyone involved. We need to get it to a different level in 2019 if we're going to be successful and if we're going to be competing with the top teams. And, you know, that's where we aim to be. And as I say, the work started in the last number of weeks and getting all this in place. And, the challenges are going to be serious challenges ahead. The league will bring its own challenge. We would like to get out of that division, the Division 2, and then it's Championship. So we'll take it in stages, but no, we'll need serious improvement going into 2019.
Just finally then, Declan, you mentioned that you've been watching matches. Is there anything standing out at you in the form of adding to your squad? Is there players there which are making a cause for a call?
Yeah, listen, there's going to be a number of changes. There's always going to be, and there's no harm to freshen, and it'll not just be a case of just freshening the squad up for the sake of it. You know, there are good quality players out there, and it's about how badly these players want it, and if they want to be part of it, you know, the sacrifices that takes, and you have to lead your life like a real, you know, it's a professional game at this stage, and a lot of commitment, and if we can add 4 or 5 players to the squad we had this year, then, you know, we'll be quite happy.
I'm going to ask you as well, Declan, is there any players at this stage that maybe have indicated to you that their time is done with Donegal football and they're not going to make themselves available for another season?
Listen, there's one or two that I've been in talks with over the last number of weeks, and, you know, listen, at this stage it's very, very early, so there could be maybe one, but I'm quite hopeful that we will have the majority of what we had in 2018 going back in 2019.